Continue in Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. Hine mitato. Hine mitato shel Shlomo. Here is the bed of Shlomo. Shishim giborim saviv lah mi gibore Israel. Surrounded by 60 strong men, giborim, from the Giborei Israel. Rashi continues the theme from the Pasuk before, that here the time of our journey in the Midbar is being described, like we saw in the Pasuk before, Mizot ola min ha-midbar, mikuteret mor ulvona. So hine mitato shel Shlomo, Rashi says, and today is Rashi's Yortzeit, zechuto tagen alenu, הנה מיטתו של שלמה, רבנו שלמה יצחקי says, אוהל מועד והארון שהיו נוסעים במדבר. Rashi is saying that מיטתו של שלמה, the bed of שלמה, is referring to the אוהל מועד, to the משכן, to the ארון that was being carried in the מדבר. Previously in Shir HaShirim we saw that מיטה, the bed, is alluding to the משכן, which is the most intimate dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishkan. Sheli Shlomo, Shlomo is Melech Sheashalom Shelo, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shishim Giborim Saviv La, who are the 60 Giborim? Shishim Ribo Mi Giborei Yisrael. That's the 60 times 10,000, 600,000 of Giborei Israel, Yotzei HaTzava, those who go out to the army from the age 20 to the age of 60. You had 600,000, so that's 6 times 10,000, 6 ribo, shishim ribo, 60,000 times 10,000, that's shishim giborim savivla. Levad pechuti mi ben 20 ve'ayeterim al bene 60, besides those who were younger than 20 and those who were older than 60. Maybe we'll see the Targum on this Pasuk as well. Let's read the Targum. Kat bena shelomo malkad Israel yat bet makdesha dadonai birushlem. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Bet HaMikdash of Hashem in Yerushalayim, Amar Hashem bememre. Hashem spoke, and he said the following. Kama ya'e bet makdesha haden de'itbenili al yedoi de malka shelomo bar David. How beautiful is this bet mikdash that was built for me by the hands of Shlomo HaMelech, the son of David HaMelech. Vekama ya'ayin kahanaya בעידן דפרסין ידהון וקיימין על דוכן הון ומברכין לעמה בית ישראל בשיטין עתין דמסרית למשה רבהון. The Targum is explaining the 60 גיבורים סביב לה as alluding to the 60 words, or rather I should say 60 letters that are in the Birkat Kohanim. So v'kama ya'ayin kahanaya, how beautiful are the Kohanim in the time when they spread their hands and they're standing on the Duchan and they bless Am Yisrael with the 60 letters that I gave Moshe Rabbeinu as Birkat Kohanim. V'hahi birketa mesachara lehon, and that bracha surrounds Am Yisrael, keshur ram, like a tall wall, v'takif, a strong wall, ubah mitgabrin u'matzlechin kol giborei Yisrael. And with that bracha of Birkat Kohanim, giborei Yisrael receive their strength and success. That's how the Targum is explaining. As we know, v'krat shema l'mita also, we say this pasuk, hine mitato shel Shlomo, right, 3 times, And we also say the Yevarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, which has the 60 letters. So that's the connection between these two. It's based on the words of the Targum over here. Next Pasuk, on page 128, Kulam ahuze herev melumede milchama. All of them are holding, these Giborei Israel are holding on to a sword, and they are well versed, well trained in the tactics of war. Ish harbo al yerecho, each one with his sword by his side, mipahad balelot, guarding because of the fear of night. Rashi says, melumede milchama, milchamta shel Torah. Melumede milchama, milchamta shel Torah. Am Israel, these 60 giborim savivla, which according to Rashi, alav shalom, is referring to the 60 ribo bnei Israel in the time of the Midbar, they were well versed in milchamta shel Torah. They were able to give and take in the battles of Torah. V'chena kohanim asovevim ota, hachonim sevivot ha-mishkan, and the kohanim as well, who surround the Mishkan, the kohanim dwelt all around the Mishkan, melumede seder avodatam, they are well versed in the seder ha-avodah, in the order of their service of the Bet HaMikdash, and that's called melumede milchama. If you look in the Targum, he also says, V'chahanaya v'leva'e v'chol shiftayad Yisrael kulehon ahidin befidgame oraita dimtilin leharba. The Kohanim, the Leviim, and all the Shevatim of Israel are ahidin, they are unified with the words of the Torah that are compared to a cherev, to a sword. V'shaklin v'taran behon kegibarin me'alfei kravan, they're able to Shakil v'taran mean to give and take, to discuss back and forth in the words of the Torah like the soldiers of war. We turn the page on page 130. Ish harbo al yerecho. Each one has his sword, Rashi, kle zayno. His weapon is by their side. Now, if we're talking about melumede milchamta shel Torah, what's the weapons? And what are the weapons needed for? So Rashi explains, hen masoret v'simanim shema'amidim al yadam et ha-girsa v'ha-mesora shelo tishachach. The weapons of Am Yisrael in guarding the Torah are the masoret and the simanim, which allow us to uphold each and every word of the Torah as was given to us, lest it be forgotten. For example, what is Rashi referring to here when he says the simanim? For example, that's the te'amim. The te'amim are klezayin, they are our weapons. What does that mean? It guards the Torah. The Torah would not be understood were it not for the te'amim that we have. The te'amim sets the psukim straight. It tells us when the phrase begins and when it ends in the middle of the pasuk. When the pasuk begins and when does the pasuk end, that's simanim. Which word are we supposed to pause by? Which word belongs to the next word, has to be read together? All that is simanim. Also, Mesorah. The Mesorah tells us which word has a vav, which word has to be without a vav, with a yud, without a yud, which word is spelled this way, spelled that way. The way we have our Torah today is the way it was given to us from the beginning. That's Klei Zayin. Now, we are guarding the Torah mipachat balelot, because of the fear of night. What does that mean, Rashi? Penishkechuha v'yavou alehem tzarot. Because maybe the Torah will be forgotten and then problems begin when the Torah is forgotten. Or maybe Rashi also means to say, when difficult times come and that would cause us to forget the Torah, Hashem ensured that the Giborei Israel have the Ish Harbo Al Yerecho Mipachat Balelot, that the night of Galut is not going to cause us to forget the Torah. You know, if we think about this, it's unbelievable how through thousands of years of Galut, we have the Torah intact. We don't think about this enough. We should marvel about this. This is so remarkable, it's almost unbelievable. A nation spread all over the world, for thousands of years, afflicted and tortured. And yet, here we are today with the Torah. Every word is intact. Who did that? Who is able to do that in this world? Every nation that had their texts, that had their books, are long gone. With their books and with their texts, you need archaeologists, you need special experts to dig up, you know, what this old nation used to learn, what they used to, there. And here we are, a nation that did not sit calmly in one land, you know, all throughout history. We were spread all over the world, from one country, migoy el goy, umimamlacha el amacher, and we carried the Torah with us. You ever saw a picture of Jews coming, leaving, being exiled from their country, going to Eretz Israel, for example, in the 40s and the 30s, either from Syria or from other countries? What are they holding in their hands when you look in those pictures? A Sefer Torah. It's such a symbolic picture. Am Yisrael, wherever they went, the first thing they made sure to guard and to hold dear with them, to hold tight with them, is the Torah. That's Ish Harbo al Yerecho Mipachat Balelot. Rashi continues and he says, V'chenu omer nasheku bar, pen ye'enaf, v'tov du derech. It's a pasuk in Tehilim Perek Bet. And Rashi here is explaining that pasuk based on what we're talking about. Nasheku bar, which means take good care of the Torah, which bar means mazon. Take good care of the Torah, which is our mazon. Pen ye'enaf, because maybe there will be times of anger, like Odecha Hashem ki anaftabi, v'tov du derech, and you will lose your way. So you have to hold on tight to the Torah. The Targum is a little bit different here in this part of the pasuk. Ish harbo al yerecho, the Targum, if you look on top, v'cholchad v'had minehon, v'chad minehon chatimat mila al bisrei. He says it's referring to the Brit Milah. Ish harbo al yerecho is everyone, every Jew has the chotemet, the stamp of the Brit Mila on himself. Hechmad it chatimat bevisrei de Avraham avuhon, just like it was stamped on Avraham Avinu. Umidgabrim ba, and that gives strength to Am Yisrael, kegibar de charba chagira al yarke, like a soldier who has his sword on his thigh. Uvigin ken la dachalin min mazikaya, and this therefore allows for Am Yisrael not to fear any of the mazikim utlane de azlin belelia that come in the darkness of the night. So those are these two pesukim over here, according to Rashi and the Targum. We have another 2 minutes. Let's read this phono. Okay. Ah, okay. Has to do with our time. Mipachat balelot, says this phono. Mipene apachat shekanu belelot 40 yom shehayu bechaas. Yes. Because of the pachad, of the fear that they had in the 40 days that they were bechaas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them because of the 40 days of the Meraglim. Ubelel Tisha Be'av, which culminated in the night of Tisha Be'av, as Alehem Gam Chatat HaEgel. That on the night of Tisha Be'av, when they came and everyone cried because of what they heard from the Meraglim, so then the Chet HaEgel was also reminded to them, and Hashem said, this night that you cried, Bechiya Shel Chinam, you are going to cry forever and ever on the night of Tisha Be'av. Tis'u et chatotechem, you're going to carry your chatot. So, mipachat balelot, which means, according to this phono, the kulam achu zecherev melumedem ilchamad, the koach HaTorah that we have been talking about here, according to Rashi and according to the Targum, is also what allows us to protect ourselves because of the kaas that we brought upon ourselves in the Lelot, in the Midbar, because of the Meraglim. Toda Rabba that you pointed that out. Apirion asa lo ha-melech Shelomo me'atzei ha-Levanon. Apirion is like a beautiful palace. Ha-melech Shelomo made me'atzei ha-Levanon from the cedar trees, wood of Lebanon. Rashi, Apirion Asalo ze Ohel Moed shenikva b'mishkan Shilo. It's Ohel Moed that was settled in the Mishkan Shilo. Asalo Apirion Chupat Keter lechavod, a chupa, a crowning chupa for kavod and tiferet. Amudav Asa Chesef on page 132. Refidato Zahav Merkavo Argaman Tocho Ratzuf Ahava Mibenot Yerushalayim. Refidato Zahav, Rashi says, Mishkavo Veshichno Ala Kaporet Shehi Zahav. The place where the Shechina dwells and rests is upon the Kaporet, which is made out of Zahav. Merkavo Argaman Zea Parochet. That's the curtain of the Mishkan, Shayatalui Verochev Al Kundesinu Klonsot Me'amud Le'amud, that was hanging and movable from one side to another on poles in the Mishkan. Tocho Ratzuf Sadur Beritzpat Ahava. The inside of the Mishkan was floored with a ritzpa, with a floor of love. What is that referring to? Aaron, Kaporet, Kruvim, Veluchot. Everything in the Mishkan was pointing to the love of Hashem to Am Yisrael, and mi benot Yerushalayim, from Am Yisrael to Hashem. Who's benot Yerushalayim? Rashi explains, Elu Yisrael shehayu yereim ushlemim. Rashi is taking the word Yerushalayim and he's making a notarikon out of it. Yereim, fearful of Hashem, ushlemim, and fully devoted lehakadosh baruch hu. And so that is, I think, the Tse'ena. Then we're up to the last pasuk here in Perek Gimel. Tse'ena ur'ena benot Zion b'melech Shelomo. Come out and see benot Zion, the King Shelomo. Ba'atara she'itera lo imo b'yom chatunato, the crown that his mother gave him on the day of his wedding. U'v'yom simchat libo, Rashi on page 136. Tse'ena ur'ena benot Zion banim ha'metsuyanim lo b'mila u'b'tfilin u'b'tzitzit. Children who are crowned with mitzvot of mila, tefillin, and tzitzit, ba'atara she'itera lo imo, oel moed she'u me'utar bigvanin, that has all kinds of colors, techelet ve'argaman ve'tolat shani. Amar Rabbi Nechunya sha'al Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai et Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Yossi, efshar she'shamata me'avicha ma'u ba'atara she'itera lo imo. We have here an interesting quote. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi, did you hear from your father what is the meaning of ba'atara she'itera lo imo, with the crown that his mother gave him? We're talking about Hashem. Hashem as a mother. What does that mean? Amar lo mashal lemelech she'ita lo bat yechida ve'aya u'ava biyoter. A mashal to a king who had an only daughter and he loved her so much. Lo zaz mechabeva ad shekera'a biti. He never stopped loving her. Always called her biti, my daughter. She'ne'emar, Hashem calls us his daughter Shim Ibat Uri. Lozaz mechabeva ad shekera'a achoti. And then the love became even more intense till he called her achoti, shenema pitchili achoti rayati. And then ultimately, lozaz mechabeva ad shekera'a imi, until he called her my mother. He calls Am Yisrael my mother as a sign of love. Shenema shim'u elai ami ul umi elai haazinu. Ul umi is written ul imi k'tiv. Amad Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai unshako al rosho. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai received such nachat from this teaching, and he kissed him on his head. Beyom chatunato, the day of our wedding, is Yom Matan Torah. She'iteruhu lahem lemelech v'kibelu olo. That's when we crowned Hashem as our king and accepted his mitzvot. Uviyom simchat libo, the day of the happiness of his heart. Ze shemini lamiluim, the eighth day of the miluim. She'nitchanech bo ha'mishkan b'midbar, when the Mishkan was inaugurated in the Midbar. May we see the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash b'mera bi'amenu. Amen ve'amen.